In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today, if it wasn't a Sunday, the priests would be permitted to celebrate a Mass which is said in other places. And it is the Mass of Our Lady, the Mediatrix of all graces. The 8th of May is a feast day of Our Lady. And this ties in very well with our consecration of the parish to the Immaculate Heart. As you've realised, hopefully by now, that all the sermons this month will be on various aspects of our Blessed Mother. Last week we had the maternity of Mary, being the mother of Jesus and also the mother of all men. And so it's very fitting that this week we take some time to consider the role of Mediatrix, which is one of the greatest manifestations, or let's say one of the ways that she exercises her maternal care over us. To set the scene, I'd like to take some words from one of the prophet Isaiah. And Isaiah in the Old Testament was speaking words from God, and it is a complaint that God has to make. He says through Isaiah, "For what shall I strike you any more, you that increase transgression? The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is sad." These words are addressed by God to his chosen people. And he gives these words to them at a time when they are in rebellion against him. He has tried to bring them back many times. He's tried to send them difficulties. He has sent them scourges. He's tried to force them to reform. And nothing has worked. Hence his lament. What's the point of striking you anymore? The whole head is sick and the whole heart is sad. If God were a human being, and if he acted in a human way, we might imagine that at that point he would have cast off his people. He may have washed his hands of the human race and gone elsewhere. In fact, he even suggests this at various times. Once or twice to Moses, he says to Moses, "Moses, stand back. I've had enough. I'm going to destroy this people and start again." And if it wasn't for Moses pleading on behalf of this people, God would have started afresh. But fortunate for us, fortunate for the chosen people, God is not human. He is divine. And as such, he has found a solution that is most loving and most wise. The divine solution to this problem was to enter into his creation. It was to become a man. And in this way, provide a remedy that would not only heal the head, but soothe the heart. Where all hope was gone, God found a reason for hope. He provided the reason for hope, the incarnation. This is truly a work of divine love. We read in the Gospel of St. John, "For God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting." This was the divine solution, to send his Son so that all of us who believe in him may not perish. We may be delivered from our afflictions. And so this solution provided by Almighty God, he chose to administer through Mary. It was by the choice of the Holy Ghost to work through Our Lady. He chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the vessel in which the work of the Incarnation would be accomplished. He chose to work this wonder in her, not in any other way. And therefore, in her, he united the nature of God and the nature of man. This was the person, the hypostatic union, who is our Lord Jesus Christ. As a consequence of this choice, the Holy Ghost made her to be his channel, that wherever there would be any traffic between God and man, it would go through her. He would send to the world every grace through this lady, our Heavenly Mother. This is the foundation for the doctrine of the mediatrix of all graces. God's free choice to send to the world a solution through her. Our Lord is the only solution. He is the remedy for the mind by faith. He is the remedy for the heart through charity. It's because of this that we have some words of Pope Leo XIII on the Rosary. He says, "According to the will of God, nothing is granted to us except through Mary. And as no one can go to the Father except through the Son, so generally no one can draw near to Christ except through Mary." So we have it on very good authority that this is what God wants to achieve. He wants to come to us through Mary. He wants us to return to him through Mary. We can then look at a few episodes of our Lord's life to see that this is truly how God works. At every stage, we see him incorporating Our Lady into his plan. At the very beginning, we have the visitation, this mystery of the joyful mysteries, the second joyful mystery, when Our Lady goes to her cousin. St. Luke tells us, "When Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the infant leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost." Our Lady had done nothing but say hello. She had saluted her cousin. And at that opportunity, God chose to work a great miracle, this purification of John the Baptist from original sin in the womb. Jesus was making a statement, "I want to work through my mother." We might even recall that Mary did not know that this would happen. Even before she had become aware of it, it took Elizabeth to tell her, "No sooner had your voice sounded in my ears when the child leapt for joy." And so we see at the very beginning, our Lord working through his mother. Again, later in his life, at the beginning of his public life, we have the wedding feast of Cana. And we know the story here where the couple run out of wine. Our Lady notices the problem and she says to her son, "They have no wine." And our Lord replies, "What is that to you and to me? My time has not yet come." And yet Our Lady insisted. She told the servants, "Whatever he tells you, you do it." And we know that our Lord followed through. He worked this miracle, the first of his public miracles. As a result, the faith of the disciples in himself was greatly increased. We read that after this incident in the gospel, the disciples believed in him. So again, it is through Our Lady that our Lord chooses to work. We might then take the trajectory. At the very beginning of his incarnation, he works a miracle through Mary. At the beginning of his public life, again, he works a miracle through Mary. And so now we may assume that he will do the same through Our Lady in heaven. After the Assumption, Our Lady going to heaven, body and soul, she remains forever our mother. And as such, she still has that care as a mother for us. We are still her children. She still cares for us. But now, with her beatific vision, she sees in God not only our material needs, the things that we need on a daily basis, but she sees even our spiritual needs. She knows how much we need her help, and now she is in a position to satisfy them even more perfectly. One of the theologians of the church, explaining on this point, he shows how perfect her mediation is. He says, "Not only every kind of grace is distributed to us by Mary, but every grace in particular." So not every type of grace, so graces of conversion, graces of sanctification, graces of whatever we might need, not every type of grace, not only those ones, but every grace in particular. The grace for me to advance, the grace for my relative to convert. Each grace comes through her. He says, when we pray the Holy Mary, we say, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. He says, this now is prayed at every moment in the church by thousands of souls. The world round. Thousands of souls are praying this prayer. Help us now. And Our Lady is given the power to respond to each of these prayers. He says that this is nothing more than Christians asking for the grace of the present moment. Whatever grace we stand in need of right now, our Mother has the ability to give it to us. Father Gary Gulagrange, he says that this grace is the most individual of graces. It varies with each of us and for each one of us at every moment. This shows the universality of Our Lady's power to give us the graces that we need. And so to finish then, we can recall that the solution that God provides to any difficulty, no matter how great, even should the head be entirely sick and the heart be entirely sad, the solution is for God to enter in, whether it's into my soul, whether it's into our family, whether it's into society. But he only enters in through Mary, by his choice. And so if we want this grace of receiving our Lord, we must first receive Our Lady. This can be summed up for us in the Miraculous Medal. I'll just finish with this example. If we take a Miraculous Medal and we look at the image, we find Our Lady standing with her arms outstretched towards us with rays of light coming from her hands. It is these rays of light that represent the graces that constantly pour out on our souls. These rays are the expression of her role as the mediatrix of all graces. She has all graces within her power. She is able and willing to give. Are we willing to receive? Let us take this month of May, to deepen our devotion to Our Lady. Maybe at home we have her image. Maybe we can add something to it. A flower, a candle, something to show our devotion. Let us join together to pray the Rosary and the Litany of Our Lady every day. This way we will deepen our devotion to her. We will capitalize on her privilege of being the distributor of all graces. Let us go to her with confidence, and in this way we can obtain every grace that we may need for the sanctification and the salvation of our souls. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.